Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
And this gracious woman gets up and she goes, okay, follow me. And I'm thinking, great, let's get some action done over here, right? 2 miles later, she hikes me into like the back lot of one of my movie sets. I mean, mud huts the size of my walk-in closet with a bad-looking sheet for a front door. And she goes, this is Omega's house. And that's a little girl on my refrigerator, Omega. She goes, go ahead, go in. And I mean, loosest sense of the word, Susie. There was no electricity, no running water. This was not a house. I was afraid to sneeze in there, like I'd bust it down or something. She goes, go in. And I pull the sheet back to go inside, and this little girl darts at me, and she goes, Mzungu, which means white, okay? But at the time, I'm thinking she's saying, angel, like this white girl just dropped from the sky.
I see
and I didn't recognize her. Like she'd grown from her little photo. So I go, Omega? And she goes, yes. I go, I'm Shalene. She goes, I know. And as I'm holding her like I would my daughter, Brooke, I'm thinking she's real, $25 a month. Mm. And then my eye catches the Christmas card photo of my family embedded in her mud wall. And I was like, you've been getting my mail? I got so overwhelmed. I'm like, I'll get you anything. Like, what do you want, honey? Because I'm an American mom and I have an American Express card. Like, what do you want? And she gets this big smile on her face and she goes, a bed. And I'm like, cool. Where's Target Jungle? where do you find a bed? And so I took her and our little boy, Alonis, I got to meet him too, into Kampala, which is the capital of their country. They've never been out of their village because in Uganda, 80% of the population is under 20 years old. It's like Neverland over there, right? So I took them into Kampala. I bought them beds, sheets, a mosquito net for the malaria, a blanket, and a pair of shoes for $20.
Wow.
I'm thinking, we're all Oprah over here. Who wants a bed? You get a bed. You get a bed. I went back. The beds were $3 each. I'm passing them out like a deck of cards. I did a whole HGTV design on a real dime to her village, rolling out linoleum on the mud floors, hanging mosquito nets for the malaria, passing out beds. And I'm thinking, if my girlfriends back home knew that I'm skipping a manicure pedicure and I'm keeping these little kids alive, fed in school, they'd skip it. So when I got home, I was getting phone calls off the hook. Shalene, were they real? What happened? So I had an Africa party. You know, most women do Tupperware or candle parties. Yeah. I do Africa parties. And I invited like 60 of my girlfriends, and I said, we're going to have a little luncheon. And I shared my story with them. And I go, girls, I'm going back. But forget move the bus. We're doing land that plane, extreme village makeover, are you in?
Wow.
And my girlfriends joined me, and we started flying all over to these different countries and building kitchens and bringing running water to the village for the first time just because someone was willing to skip their lunch.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.